She wasn't that happy. She wanted to make a change in her life. And she was thinking, like, what can I do that would make me really happy?
Podcast, The Life of a Bon Vivant, Manifesting Your Paris Dreams and More. I'm your host, Bita Hashimpour. This podcast is designed to inspire, elevate, and help you step into the abundant life you deserve, whether that's in Paris or anywhere else in the world. Welcome back to another episode of the Life of a Bon Vivant podcast. I hope you guys are enjoying the start of your week and having a good Monday so far. I wanted to take today to talk about a story that I recently read in a segment on CNBC called Make It. And if you haven't heard about this segment, it's basically a segment they do all about, I guess, you would call it like movers and shakers, but basically people who are doing something a little bit different, whether it's, you know, leaving their current life to move abroad or working in some kind of different field or retiring really early or renovating a home that they bought like in the middle of Italy or something in the middle of nowhere. It's just really cool, unique stories. And they tie it to this sort of money aspect to show how the person did it or how the money factor kind of fits into that. So for instance, like for the person who retires early, they showcase like how did they get to that position where they could retire early and how are they making their retirement money work for them and work for a long time for them if they're so young. So it's really cool and interesting. And this week, I came across a story about a 34-year-old named Valerie Valcourt, who quit her six-figure tech job to go to pastry school in France. And of course, as soon as I read that France was involved, I was immediately intrigued. But it's really interesting because the headline basically says she went from earning six figures in tech in the US to earning $22,000 in France baking pastries. And she discusses how she basically made this leap and how her money actually like goes far for her in France. And I thought this was interesting because it's something that I think people think about sometimes. They wonder like, oh, how much does it actually cost to live in France? And is it possible? And sometimes people are just thinking, is it possible to even change your job from one industry to another? And I thought that her story was a great example of both those sort of scenarios. So just to give you a little backstory, Valerie apparently lived all around the US, different major cities like Seattle, New York, Washington, D.C., and she was working in big tech as an executive assistant, like I said, making over six figures. So she was apparently earning a little over $100,000. And in 2020, she decided that she didn't want to be doing that anymore. She wasn't that happy. She wanted to make a change in her life. And she was thinking, like, what can I do that would make me really happy? And she decided she wanted to move abroad and attend a culinary program. So she ended up moving home. I think she said she moved to Connecticut where her family was living and lived at home and used that time to save up money. She saved about 20K by moving home. And by the middle of 2022, she got word that she was accepted into a culinary program in the south of France. So then in 2023, she makes the actual move to France and begins like this intensive pastry program and does an intensive like 4 month internship after that, and gets finally the degree and ability to work in a restaurant in a pastry job. So she discloses that she spent about 10,000 euros for her tuition and about almost 2,000 euros for housing during that time. And now she works as a full-time pastry assistant at a restaurant in Pont de l'Isère, which is like a town, I would say about halfway between Lyon and Avignon, which it's basically like the south of France, not quite as south as Avignon in the provincial area, but it's getting there. And she earns about 20,000 euros right now in her job. So she's making like less than a quarter of what she used to make, which is crazy, right? I think it must have taken her a lot of guts to make that kind of change, knowing she was getting such a huge pay cut. But she describes in the article that she actually lives really comfortably on that money in France. And obviously, she's a lot happier with the work that she's doing. But she talks about how, like, for an apartment, I think a studio apartment, it's about 300 euros a month. If she were to get a one bedroom, it would be 500 euros a month. And she talks about her grocery costs and how it costs her about like 30 to 50 euros for groceries every couple of weeks, which is insane to even think about. And she talks about definitely the food quality and how it's superior there, which we've definitely talked about on this podcast before. But, you know, she really reflects upon how amazing it is that she can get away with that kind of like rent and grocery costs compared to the US, where she says she never spent less than $800 per month on rent, even when she was living with roommates. And that makes sense. Even reading that, I was like, oh, that's still really cheap. You know, where I'm at in California, even with a roommate, you would not find something that livable and affordable, you know, in this area. But it's just her story is really cool because, like I said, there's two aspects to it. There's one, the aspect of her moving abroad, that in itself is a big change. But then the aspect of her switching fields and switching from tech to pastry. And this actually happens quite a bit. I feel like a lot of people who end up in pastry jobs worked some kind of like numbers data sort of focused job, whether it was tech or finance. It just happens quite a bit. And a lot of those people who make the change, you know, go on to actually be very successful in their field. But in her particular case, I think it's interesting because she's young. She's 34 right now. So she was 30 back in 2020 making this decision. And to make that decision at a young age, sometimes I think is a little harder. And it's funny because people who are older and at the retirement age will often look at younger people and think, oh, like it was, you know, so much easier to do stuff when I was younger. And I wish I had done that when I was young. And they kind of reflect back with that sort of nostalgia and feeling of like everything was easier back then, which maybe in some cases was true. But for the most part, I think as someone who is 34 herself, I often look at people who are retired and think, well, you don't have to worry about any of the job aspect that a lot of people who want to make the move abroad are thinking about in that age range, you know, whether it's like early 20s to let's say late 50s, they're thinking about what can they do to support themselves. Usually, if you're at that retirement age, maybe you have a retirement fund or you're getting Social Security, you're getting some kind of income coming in, and it's more a matter of finding somewhere that's comfortable for you. But when you're younger, you have to really look at like one, how are you going to support yourself? And two, I think in her position, in Valerie's position, she had to turn down a very like lucrative career path to make that leap.
And that's really scary. And as much as we can tell ourselves, hey, money isn't everything, and your happiness is more important, and we all, I think, believe and understand this, when you're faced with that paycheck and you have to actually turn it down or walk away from it, it's a whole different thing. It requires a lot more courage and a lot more optimism and faith in what's waiting for you on the other side. But I think her story is great because it does end well and she's happy and she is comfortably affording to live where she's at. Another point that she makes in her story that I thought was really interesting was she talks about how even in this sort of niche of the restaurant business, which is a very hard, like they have grueling hours. It's not for the faint-hearted, right? That's a very particular kind of industry where it doesn't matter usually where you are, you're going to be working long hours. She discusses how even in France, in this niche, she still has like plenty of vacation time and breaks from work and time off for herself. And she talks about how the French are really adamant about this. Even in the restaurant business, they're adamant about taking your breaks and enjoying some rest time. And I thought that was really interesting because if you've ever worked in a kitchen in the US, that's not really the case or the priority. Furthermore, she also talks about how she was able to even save money, which I thought was another thing that was mind-boggling, that on that salary, she's able to actually save money to each month. And that helps her with traveling and, visiting all the nearby countries, which is so cool and fun to read. But if you haven't read the story or seen it yet, I'm going to link it below so that you can read more details. But I wanted to share the story because I think it's really inspiring for people, whether you want to move abroad or not. I hear from a lot of people when I talk to them that they're in these jobs that aren't necessarily related to what they'd really want to be doing. And they don't really know how to make that leap, or they're scared to, they think they can't. And I think stories like Valerie prove that you can. And not only that, I think her story was a very like practical example of how she did it. While she worked in a high-paying job, her story wasn't one of like, oh, I worked in Wall Street, as in finance and had a, like 100K savings and, made the leap from that to France. That sort of position and scenario is often a privileged position that a lot of people don't have. And I think the way she did it, where she moved back home, even that in its many ways is privileged these days too. But she did take those steps to like save the money first. She didn't move in 2020, when she made that decision to change her job and change her life, she didn't move straight away to France. It took about, 3 years. She didn't move until 2023. So I thought that was a really nice example of like practically how you can start making those shifts. And a lot of times, even I know in my career and my lifestyle and what I do, a lot of people ask me, like, how did you do it? Like, how did you make the shift to working in your own business? Or how are you moving to France? And I always tell people that it was steps. It didn't happen overnight, definitely. It was steps, but it all started with that decision to bet on myself. And I think that's the big thing. You have to make that decision for yourself that you're gonna bet on yourself. And what I like to tell people is that we come here on this earth to experience all different things. And if we're just gonna do the same thing every day for our whole life, it feels very much like a waste to me. I feel like there's so much to experience out there. Like I said, this doesn't always even mean moving abroad, just within your own. Yeah,
I don't know, square mile radius. There's so much you can be doing, seeing, experiencing. Even if you love your job, there are different like hobbies you can explore, different groups you can meet up with, different charities to help out at, just different scenery, taking a trip to somewhere different that you normally might not have thought of or planned for can be incredible. And so I always like to encourage people to, not let the fear keep them stuck in a bubble. And if you're, especially you're in a position where you don't like your job or you don't like your lifestyle as it is, then all the more reason to make that change and have that faith and take the leap. So again, I'm going to link the story to the Make It segment with Valerie's story in the show description below. I'll also link to my Instagram in case you want to connect there after you read the story or listen to this episode. If you're not following me on Instagram, please do. I'll have the link to my Instagram account in the show notes below. But I hope this story was inspiring for you and just gives you some food for thought to think about for the rest of your week. But otherwise, enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll chat with you guys next week.